birth scroll with prayers and invocations to Saints Quiricus and Julita. This scroll, a manuscript made of parchment, was created by an unknown maker in around the year 1500. It was purchased at Sotheby's on the 13th of December 1906. This birth scroll is unique. It is one of very few similar scrolls that survive from medieval England. It features religious Christian images and texts in both Latin and English that offer protection in dangerous situations. These include childbirth, but also battle, storms, and plague. A user could read or recite the texts, look at or touch the images, and carry or wear the scroll to gain its benefits. During labour, the scroll could be wrapped around the body as a girdle or belt. We can see that it has been used from the staining and wear visible on the manuscript. On the dorse or reverse side of the scroll, there is an instruction to gird, meaning wrap, this measure around her womb, which was directed to a woman travailing, meaning labouring, with child. This is why scrolls like this are sometimes called birth girdles. On the face or front of the scroll, there is an image of the Arma Christi. Here we see a T-shaped cross with various objects drawn around it. The Arma Christi are the instruments used during Christ's crucifixion, which included a spear, a sword, a ladder, a knotted whip, a hammer, and dice. It also features an anti-Semitic caricature of a Jewish man. This reflects common negative stereotypes of Jewish people in medieval Christian society. Texts and images of the Arma Christi were very popular in medieval England as a focus for prayer and as a way to ask for divine assistance. On the dorse or reverse side of the scroll, we can see some text between a blue capital initial and a red cross. Manuscripts often included measurements of saints and other holy figures as a means to help the reader to feel closer to them and ask for their help. The text here states that this much more is Our Lady Saint Mary longer, referring to the length of the manuscript. If this statement was correct, the Virgin Mary would reach an astonishing height of over 3 meters or 11 feet tall. On the face or front of the scroll, underneath a drawing of the three nails, we see red text in Middle English. This text promises protection against a number of dangerous situations in exchange for looking at or carrying the image of the cross below. Protection is offered against wicked spirits, thunder and lightning, battle, drowning, fire, plague or epidemic disease, and childbirth. A similar text appears on the dorse or reverse side of this manuscript. Towards the right of the dorse or reverse side of the scroll, there are two clusters of stains on the blank final membrane. The torn edges and stained sections are a result of heavy use. Scientific analysis has shown these stains come from honey, egg, cereals, milk, and legumes, plants from the pea family, which were all used in medieval medical remedies. Traces of cervicovaginal fluid, secretions produced by the lower parts of the reproductive system, the cervix and the vagina, were also found. On the face or front side of the scroll, there is a large red diamond-shaped image. This stylized image of Christ's side wound, with its cascading blood droplets, sits between two texts about the wounds. The English text gives a specific number of blood droplets, 547,500 in total, encouraging the reader to meditate on both text and image, using counting as a devotional and calming technique. Written in two lines along the length of the roll on the dorse or reverse side, there is text similar to one on the face or front side of this manuscript. Both promise protection from various dangers. This one instructs the reader to recite a set number of prayers to activate the scroll's benefits. Above a green image of a cross on the face or front side of the scroll, we see an illegible section. The benefits of this scroll were unlocked through physical interaction, wearing or carrying the manuscript, and touching or kissing its images and texts. This wore away a lot of the ink, leaving sections completely unreadable. Every time the manuscript is unrolled, more pigment flakes off, and there is more risk of damage. A significant portion of the text on the face or front side of the scroll lists the names of God, interspersed with red crosses. Some of the names include Tetragrammaton, the four-letter Hebrew name of God, YHWH, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Agnes, the Lamb, and Ego Sum, I Am. It is followed by the names of other holy figures, like the Magi, Archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, and various saints, Mary, Anne, Catherine, Margaret, Dorothy, and Barbara. At each cross, the reader would perform their devotion physically by making the sign of the cross with their hands. Near the top of the scroll, on the face or front side, there is a depiction of the three nails used during Christ's crucifixion, a common focus for prayer and meditation in medieval culture. This manuscript has a limited colour palette, red, blue, green, and brown, and the brown staining here was originally a colour wash for decorative purposes. There are several stitched sections on this scroll, and here we see one on the face or front side. Medieval manuscripts were often made of parchment, treated animal skin. This scroll, made from sheepskin, was constructed by sewing together long strips of parchment to create its 3 meter length. Looking at the far left of the dorse or reverse side of the scroll, we can consider what's missing. Unlike a book with its protective covers, a scroll is a much more vulnerable format. This roll is likely missing sections from both the beginning and end. These areas would have been the most exposed, and therefore most vulnerable, to damage and loss.